franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 12 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one more. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Lee DeJong, the COO of Shine, a window care and holiday lighting franchise with 40 locations in 10 states. Lee's also a franchisee and just opened his sixth Shine location. But while window cleaning is Shine's business, the mission is to make the world brighter by building successful businesses and creating opportunities for individuals to become leaders. And we're going to talk to Lee about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 12 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one more. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Lee DeJong, the COO of Shine. And Shine is a window care and holiday lighting franchise with over 40 locations in 10 states. Hi, Lee. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Lee. It's great to have you on the show. We would like to ask our guest, where are you calling from today, Lee?
I'm down in Austin, Texas.
Oh, fantastic. How's the weather down there this morning, Lee?
Really nice. It's hot and sunny every day is what the weather forecast says, and today we got a little drizzle, so we'll take it.
Okay. That's good. Absolutely. That's fantastic. You know, I thought maybe we could start with your background, Lee, you know, in franchising, you know, and how it led to your position as COO of Shine, and I also realize you're a franchisee, which I think makes this show really interesting. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that, how you got involved in the organization.
Sure. So the company started actually up in West Michigan, and I applied for a job to become a window cleaner back when I was in high school. And so our founder and CEO gave me the job, and I did window washing. I wasn't real good at it. They moved me into sales and estimating, and that's where I really was able to flourish. We're basically building up one small company into a medium company into a large window cleaning company. I was just riding around meeting customers, getting some window cleaning jobs, and the company direction was to eventually start franchising.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to help write some of the systems and build out operations manual and start to make the thing replicatable. And when we started to test our systems out, we basically split one store into two. And
mm-hmm.
that gave me the opportunity to become a general manager of a store and test some of these systems out.
Wow.
So as we started working out the kinks, we learned a lot. We rewrote things, and
right.
I then opened up another store of my own, really being the first, I guess, outsider purchase franchise outside of those two first stores.
Mm-hmm.
Learned a lot through that one, and at that point we started having a few inquiries across the state of Michigan for other stores. And then, yeah, we've just been growing ever since.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it was interesting because, you know, as I was, like, studying the business model, you know, I saw all of these interesting services that Shine provides. I mean, it's more than just window cleaning, isn't it? Maybe you could talk a little bit about that, you know, and, you know, how all these different services came about, because I think it really makes sense, or it's a nice fit in your business model, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was really put on by our customers. So Chris started the business window cleaning, and
right.
every other few jobs people were requesting that we do pressure washing and gutter cleaning
right.
as well. So really, since he brought on pressure washing and gutter cleaning as natural services that we do. But then in around 2006, we added the Christmas light aspect
wow.
to our business. We're up in Michigan where it gets cold all winter, about six
right.
months out of the year. It can be cold, and the window cleaning could be a little bit more seasonal up there. But once we added on the holiday light piece, it solves most
right.
of our seasonality issues.
That's great. It does, and it makes sense. And it's as you said, Shine. I mean, it really describes what you guys do, doesn't it? Like, you know, as you're talking about the business, it's a great name for the company. You know, it's just making, you know, the people's homes shine, and I think it's fantastic. When you're meeting with someone for the first time, Lee, like I'm sure you meet with some, I guess we can call them like prospective franchisees, or if you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and they said, you know, hi Lee, you know, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond to the question as you're meeting with a prospective franchisee?
So obviously the services we have, every company does their own thing, but really what we do is serve people. So we're serving customers with needs at their home, or serving our employees with mm-hmm. a great culture and a fun place to work. We're serving the communities that we work in. All of our locations are big on community service. So we're the guys at the parades and at the high school football game and all that stuff. So really it all kind of revolves around serving people. And
mm-hmm.
what we do to serve people is offer home services.
Great. You're listening to Franchise Interviews, and we're speaking with Lee DeJong, and Lee is the COO and franchisee to the Shine Franchise Opportunity, a window care and holiday lighting franchise with over 40 locations. And one of the things I wanted to mention, Lee, you know, is you were talking about, you know, all these customers, I mean, in your area, really your clients. I mean, anybody who has a home, I mean, it's the potential for a client. So I imagine, I mean, your market is pretty huge. I guess, is it safe to just say that your industry is huge? I mean, it's got to be up in the billions, I would imagine, right? I mean, I don't have any hard numbers, but it's got to be up there, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much any property with windows. Shine,
yeah.
The only thing that we don't do is skyscrapers, high-rises, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So really anything under five or six stories and below is opportunity
right.
for Shine franchisees to service. So it's a very big market that we're in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people doing it. It's kind of like landscaping or some
right.
of the other home services. There's going to be a lot of people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to look at what they're doing and what the customer wants and, you know, differentiate yourself
right.
based on what the customer wants.
Right, absolutely. How does technology play a role with Shine Lee? I mean, I'm sure it's, you know, there's been a lot of changes, you know, since the organization first started, and how technology plays a role in the business today. So, I mean, how does Shine, you know, implement or utilize technology?
It's pretty crazy to see the changes of Shine over
yeah.
the year.
You
can go to almost any of our franchisees and you'll be hard pressed to find paper on their desk.
Wow.
And it's not so much just wanting to be paperless. It's
mm-hmm.
just adapting to change and seeing what technology can do for you. So everything we do is a piece of technology. It's all web-based
right.
technology. So our owners can be on vacation with their family and they can communicate to anyone nationwide on our communication
wow.
platform. They could book a job, schedule anything, do any of their accounting, pull up the operations manual,
wow.
walk through an online training course, has a piece of technology. So it's pretty crazy when we look back at even just navigating to a customer's house. We first had maps and paper binders. Then it moved to TomTom GPS systems.
Wow.
And now we got our iPhone, and you can run your entire business from it. So it's pretty incredible. Really cool thing about Shine is that we're pro change. We're always looking for the next best thing and implementing it nationwide. So
that's great. That's terrific. It really is excitingly. I mean, again, when you see the changes, you know, I'm sure particularly for the old timers, you know, they remember how it was done, you know, a decade ago, you know, or even more than that, and how it's done today. It's really quite exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's so cool.
It really is.
It's always changing. It's always fresh. It's exciting when something new comes out that we can test and then implement it and roll it out nationwide and then just see the impact that it has on all these franchisees. And for me, being a multi-unit owner, I really like it.
I imagine it helps you too, Lee. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we've done, you know, almost like 650 shows, you know, and it's not often that, you know, a COO is also a franchisee. And I think that says a lot. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is that it must help you in your job position, I imagine, being a franchisee or multi-unit franchisee, and also as your role as COO. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that because I think that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does help. Basically, what I do is try to help all these franchisees get better and give them the tools, the resources, the knowledge, the training, the support, all that stuff. And I know firsthand what it's like. I have the smallest business in Shine. I just started one up, and I have one of the largest businesses in Shine.
Wow.
And then a little bit in between. So I have different locations operating similarly to a lot of other franchisees out there. And so it definitely helps that I have my own businesses. I think it also helps prospective franchisees who are kind of looking into the concept to know that I put my cards in Shine. They can see that I'm fully invested in it, in this own business that they might be learning about. So, it's definitely helps my role, but I like to balance myself because I still like being a business owner, having my own assets to grow. I think it's cool for my kids to be able to grow up seeing that, but I also like working at more of the corporate level and watching all these other young entrepreneurs flourish. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that is great. What's been I'm sure you probably have hundreds of stories over the years, Lee, if you and I were sitting down having a cup of coffee or something, but what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since being part of Shine? Again, I realize you probably have 100 stories, so to limit it down to one is kind of tough to do, but does anything stand out over the years, like, you know, that you know, any interesting highlights?
I don't know if it's interesting, but one of my favorite things is when an employee from one of my locations who starts at the very most entry level position, getting to see them work through that and become a leader and advance in my location, but then also to move on eventually to run a store, become a business owner. And now we even have some that are multi-unit owners.
Wow.
So we just hosted this national training. Everyone flies in from across the country. And when we do training, I have in-house franchisees that assist with this training. And we all stood up front in front of all these franchisees. And one of the questions that our CEO said, hey, you know, give us your name, where you're from, and what you do, you know, how you got into Shine. It was really cool that a lot of them were some of my entry-level employees or things like that. And now they're business owners and doing great. So I'd say that's probably the most rewarding thing is just to see lives change, big impacts on their family and in all these other communities. So
That's wonderful. That's a great story, Lee. What types of characteristics do you look for, Lee? I mean, when you're sitting down with a prospective franchisee, you know, they've expressed interest in Shine, and as you're sitting with them and speaking with them, I mean, do you look for any particular types of characteristics or traits that you think would allow them to be a successful franchisee with Shine?
Yeah, so when we take profiles and stuff like that, we're looking for achiever and belongers. Achievers are self-motivated, driven, competitive. They're just go-getter type of personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And then the belonger part means that they enjoy being part of a team. They like creating team, being around team, being a part of something where they're not just completely on their own. So the achiever belonger is what we're looking for when we're looking to take someone aboard and award a franchise.
That's terrific. You're listening to Franchise Interviews, and today we're speaking with Lee DeJong, and Lee is the COO and franchisee to the Shine Franchise Opportunity. And maybe we talk a little bit about, you know, training then. I mean, what is that like, Lee? I mean, imagine, you know, once they do express interest in becoming a franchisee, do they come to, is it corporate headquarters for the training? Is that how it takes place or where it takes place?
Yeah. This is one of our best features, I'd say, is the onboarding process. So people buy a franchise because they want a head start. They want the internal knowledge. They want to stay away from pitfalls and stuff like that. So this is one area that we spent a ton of time on trying to perfect. And each time it gets better and better. But basically, when you're opening a business, there's hundreds and hundreds of items that you need to do. And what we do is we turn it into a checklist, and there's a six-week process. So from the day of signing, they start completing these little checklist points, and we talk to them every single day. That's not a corporate franchisee relationship where they're on their own. We're talking every single day for 6 weeks.
Right.
And we're helping them get through this checklist of the items they need to get done in the most efficient way. And about 3 weeks into that checklist, they come to headquarters where they train for a full week. And they start with a classroom portion, and then it gets into a point where they're actually running a franchise location by themselves as the manager. Then they go back to their, and they have another 2 week of checklist, which is really setting up their location, interviewing candidates. They might have some estimates going on by that point, and we're already deploying some marketing to get their phones to ring. And by that 6 week, then we're going to fly out to them and personally hang out at their store. And we're going to watch them do some estimates. We're going to help them do their first jobs. So we're really, this whole thing's a marathon, and we're really holding their hand to get them started. And then we're splashing water on them throughout their marathon. And we're right by their side their whole way. And then after about 14 weeks on their own, then they move into the next phase. But the launch phase is definitely our strong suit. Nobody's going to come aboard and be on their own and be without leads or phone calls. They're going to get off to a good start.
That's terrific. I like the analogy you said for marathon, you know, splashing water on them. You know, I think that's it's a great analogy. I haven't heard that in all the years of doing the show. I think that's terrific. So you can certainly answer the next question because, you know, doing this such a long time, Lee, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about and what is a typical day like for a franchisee? If there is such a thing, I imagine there's that diversity because all the different services you provide, but what is a typical day like as a franchisee to Shine?
Sure. So in terms of being a manager, some of our owners are passive. They hire a manager, and then they're more of an accountability partner. And some of our owners are managers themselves. But the manager would come in to the office, and they would meet the team and do what we call a morning huddle. That's where we talk about yesterday, what's coming up. We have like a motivational video with talk about our values, go have a little bit of fun. Wow. And then the crews take off and head to their jobs, and the manager will do some office work, which could be following up on estimates from the day before, phone calls, emails, all that stuff. And they're going to head out on the town and do a bunch of estimates throughout the day. And then they're going to head back to the office and start booking some jobs. And then when the crews get back, the general manager will be there to welcome the crews returning. And then the crew's going to get all their vehicle and everything set for the next day. So we're really big on time management and organization, preparedness. So every day, every single vehicle is going to be lined up in the parking lot and be ready to go for the next day.
That's great. It sounds like most of your franchisees, I was going to say, they have offices too. I mean, imagine you have office locations and things like that.
Yep. Typically, it's going to be a small warehouse with a small office to get started. And then you're slowly going to morph into something a little bit bigger as the Christmas light sales increase.
Sure.
Because part of the Christmas light program is that we store the lights for these customers. So we're going to have a warehouse with all kinds of bins lined up and labeled and storage for the next year that the customer would buy Christmas lights.
That's great. It's nice, the repeat sale factor too, Lee. You know, it's, you were mentioning early in the interview, you know, as you said that, you know, because you have, you know, all these franchises, some of them are small, some of them are medium, and some of the big. I imagine the big ones over time, I mean, it became big because of that repeat sale factor, right? I mean, it's just, you know, you capture a customer and then you keep a customer. You know, then you got the repeat sale factor, and then you keep adding services, which add to the growth of the business, and I guess that's how the business grows, I imagine, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So a lot of people are surprised at our marketing spend per franchisee location. They spend a little bit, especially the first year and the second year, but really if their customer service is on point, then they're not going to have a problem with growth because, like you said, they're building such a solid and strong base with their customer service that's separating them from a customer going elsewhere. Customer will be loyal to them and be part of their base for the next year. So, yeah, there's just natural growth there. Month over month, it's almost been 100% as far as our franchisees, month over month growth, year over year.
And I imagine that the neighbors too, they see your truck pull up, and you know, then, you know, that's a great way of getting sales too, isn't it, Lee? You know, is the neighbors see, you know, lights going up, or they see work being done to a home, and they get a business card, and it just grows exponentially, doesn't it? You know, I get the business model, you know, and how you get it from, you know, from small to medium to large, you know, it makes so much sense, you know. So I think it's such a fantastic business model. What advice would you give to our listeners, Lee, in their quest to buy a franchise? Because you've been doing this a while now, and I know you know that, you know, there's a lot of franchises out there. There's, like, you know, they say 2,500, 3,000 different franchise systems. So it must be overwhelming for someone who wants to get into franchising, and then they say, okay, there's 3,000 different opportunities out there. Where do I even begin?
Yeah.
From everything you've learned up to this point, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
You know, I think when they're looking at that, they might like what it is that the company does as far as their actual service or product. They're going to look to see which concepts do they think would give them a good return on investment, all that stuff. And then they're going to look to see if the franchisor is going to support them adequately and everything. I think it's safe to say that the majority of franchise concepts you look in, you can probably be successful financially. They're probably going to support you. I think it really comes down to the people. So when you go around doing your discovery days and your corporate calls as part of the process, you're going to learn a lot about the people behind the scenes. And that is first, like me personally, if I'm looking at different concepts, my bet is going to be placed on the people, not whether or not it makes money. If they have 20 or 2,000 locations are probably doing things right, and there's probably an opportunity to make money there. So my advice would be to bet on the people behind the scenes, get to know them and what the mission and vision of the company is and what these people are like, and place your bet accordingly.
Yeah, I think that's great advice, Lee. So if you can look into a crystal ball, Lee, like maybe 3 years, 5 years down the road, I mean, where do you see Shine in the future? Like right now, I think you have about like 40 franchises, or you're in about 10 states. Where do you see Shine maybe 3 to 5 years down the road?
So we place a larger focus on how successful each unit is and what their mm-hmm. sales are, what the customer experience is like, how's the franchisee liking it, and all of that to us is determining whether or not they're successful. So I'd say if you want a number, probably 200, but the big thing here would be is successful, 200 locations
right.
that are successful.
Successful, right.
Yeah, getting that percentage of successful locations to us is extremely important. So we're going to take on as many as we can help become successful.
Right.
Last month we took on 8, and we felt like we could help all of them become successful, and we think a year or two down the road that they're all going to be doing really, really well. So it just depends on that, really. We don't have pressure to mm-hmm. sell more units. We just want the right people where this is the right fit for them, and then we can help them the best.
And that's the key to franchising, isn't it, Lee? Is, you know, as you said, not to have that pressure, you know, where you just kind of sell franchises to anyone, you know what I mean? It's yours is controlled growth, you know, and I like how you put all the emphasis on successful franchisees, you know, and that's what you want, because it's a win-win situation. It's a marriage. So I think that's terrific. What's the best way, Lee, for our listeners to get more information? Shine is the franchise opportunity and even the service itself. Are there any websites that we can kind of like direct our listeners to get more information?
Yeah. So from the service side, we have shinewindowcleaning.com.
Okay.
And we have a separate site for shineholidaylighting.com. And if they want to learn more about franchising, I'd direct them to go to shinefranchise.com.
Okay.
And that's where
fantastic.
We can kind of talk to them about the opportunity and see if they're a good fit and if we're a good fit for them.
That's terrific. Well, I really enjoyed talking to you today, Lee. I love this business model. I think it's fantastic. And I'd already like to invite you back over the next year or two as you continue to grow, because I think this is a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Coming up on segment 2, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities, or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Reach podcast you get to hear, a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Sam Hance, who is the president of Stone Coat. And one of the questions we asked Sam when we had him on the show was, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? And Sam talked about the importance of doing a self-evaluation and asking yourself important questions like, what do you like to do? Because in franchising, experience can be taught. So let's listen to what Sam had to say.
Probably one of the most qualified people to answer the question, studying your background, Sam, is, and what advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them are looking to buy a franchise. But as you know, I mean, there's so much out there today. We find that a lot of them just simply don't know where to begin, and it becomes a bit overwhelming. So what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Now, Marty, you're touching something that is dear to my heart right now, because this is the part of business that I love, is helping people find their right fit. Mm-hmm. And that's the primary thing that I tell people. Your starting point is to do a self-evaluation and come up with the things that you like to do. If you are not a hands-on person, don't get into the lawn maintenance business.
Right.
If you like being outside, there's all kinds of businesses to look at outside. If you're more
sure.
of a analytical bookkeeping type person, there's franchises there. If you have a love food, then food offers great opportunities.
Right.
So
right.
that's the first thing I tell people, is really decide what you want to do, what you like to do, not necessarily what you have experience at, because in the franchising world, experience can be taught. So that's
right,
the first
right.
point. Second thing I tell people is figure out your resources and don't overextend. The Chamber of Commerce, National Chamber of Commerce, says that the number one reason for business failures in the United States is undercapitalization. So you've got to know your resources and don't overextend it. Talk to the people that are most important to you and get their input. And I always tell people, give your loved ones permission to hurt your feelings if that's
mm-hmm.
what it takes, so they can be brutally honest about what they see in you. Then when you get to the company, research the owners first. Know who the owners are. Go visit them. Make sure that their goals and ambitions align with what you really are looking for. And character is important. It's extremely important.
Yeah.
And then the second thing you want to research is the industry. Is it a good, stable industry? And instead of some fad that could come and go. And then the third thing is research the franchise model. Most people get that a little out of order, because the first thing they want to do is research the franchise model. And I tell them, no, back up and go look at the owners and then look at the industry. And then thirdly is look at that. And finally, franchising is not selling. Franchising is finding good fits and good matches for life ambitions between the franchisee and the franchisor. And if anybody is pushing you or pressuring you to purchase a franchise, then you need to run away from that as fast as you can. The people on the other side of the table from the prospective franchisee should be just as anxious to get involved in understanding what both sides are looking for.
Wow, it's a great answer. We've been doing the show 10 years, and I have to say that's one of the best responses we've had in almost 500 shows. So I could tell you've been doing this a long time.
Thank you.
You've just included everything. It's just a great response. So what are the plans then, Sam? I mean, I can ask you as the president of the organization, I mean, where do you see Stonecoat maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well,
if you'd like to hear that whole interview with Sam Hantz of Stonecoat, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our franchises by category page, and go to our home repair and improvement category. You can hear that whole interview, and Sam had a lot of great advice during that particular show. And finally, we just want to thank everyone for making this podcast such a big success. It's hard to imagine now that we've been doing the show almost 10 years now and approaching 500 shows. So we just want to thank everyone for all their support, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.